It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the After Show podcast, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, yes? Yes. I have no idea what to talk about. We talked about...
I had to call 911 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell that riveting story?
Should I?
You almost killed an old lady.
No, I saved an old lady.
I don't think you did.
You little bitch.
I think you almost killed an old lady.
God, you know, I do a good deed.
You know what? You were fighting an old lady.
I do a good deed. And you come in here and try to call me out for something that's the complete opposite.
You tried to kill an old woman.
An old lady was laying by her lawnmower on the side of the road yesterday, and I pulled over and helped her out. And
she fall and hit her head on the bumper of a car?
Yeah, I'm getting to that
real
part.
Real big help you did.
Getting to that part. Hey, you know what? When's the last time you helped anybody?
I helped myself to your mom.
Oh. You could never have a serious... All right, anyway.
Yes, tell us, Hunter.
Old lady laying by her lawnmower. I help her up because I think that's the thing to do. She's asking me, help me up. So I helped her up, and I said, hold on to this lawnmower because you're going to fall again. Stop. Just hold on to the lawnmower. So she does. She backpedals, falls again, and literally falls on her ass and just smashes her head on the side of this car. Or I should say the front of the car, the front bumper.
Did you laugh when she fell?
Which probably saved the old lady's life. Because the momentum going towards that bumper, if it would have hit the asphalt, old lady, she did. So she kind of scapegoat one scenario there.
What I gather from this is that there was a sweet old lady mowing her yard. Mm-hmm. You pulled over and tried to fight her. She fell down. You picked her up to fight her again, and then she fell and hit her head on the bumper of a vehicle. Is that right?
Yeah. The key is to not take your foot off the neck until she stops breathing.
Jesus.
Well, if you want me to lean into it.
You took it too far, Hunter. This is a family show.
Oh, no, I'm taking it too far.
This is a family show, and you took it too far.
No, I saved an old lady's life, so I called 911. Cop shows up, and then I left.
And did he go, why'd you fight this old lady?
No, I left before the cop came.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I tried to fight an old lady and the cops came.
Right. Well, I didn't want to go to jail for murder. Yeah. So
tried to choke out this old lady. Was it me? Holy stupid... phone text.
So what good deed did you do lately?
I gave a guy like some change that I had in my pocket.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Except he was faking it. He wasn't even homeless.
That's all right.
He hopped in his Mercedes after you.
But you know you gotta put gas in the Mercedes. I've actually done that more if someone's like, oh, okay, can I get gas money? I said, okay, I'll take you over to the gas station and buy you a gallon of gas.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll do that. And dude, I can't tell you how many times they're like, it's dollar, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, okay, either I'll go with you and fill it up.
I like that. Yeah. That's good. Everybody should do that.
The last time that actually happened, the guy was at the gas station. Him and his... You could tell. And I felt bad for the situation. They got the car to the gas station, and he asked me, he's like, hey, you know, my car's out of gas. I was able to get it here. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell that him and his girlfriend, wife, whatever, were having a fight because she was, like, crying in the passenger seat.
Oh, boy.
So God knows what's going on. So I went in. I paid for my gas, and I said, can you throw $10 on that pump, please? And I did that. So instead of giving him cash, I was like, do that. So if it is true, okay.
Hey, man, if it's legit, that's a good deed, man. Yeah.
But it's terrible. All joking aside on your good deed, that's great that you stopped and everything. But it almost, in this day and age, you're so hesitant on helping people.
It is weird. You know what's weird about that, too, is when it happened yesterday, it was this instinct for me. It was like I didn't even really think about it. I'm like, dude, I thought about it afterwards. I'm like, granted it was an old lady, you know, but certain situations, man, you can get set up. You can get robbed. You can get, it's just, you never know what you're walking into, especially in like a bigger city or somewhere where you're uncomfortable or don't know where you're at.
Well, I'm trying to think of, do you remember the very last episode of Seinfeld or the last two, why the gang ended up in jail? Is because they didn't help the guy that was like, the whole setup was they were standing by instead of helping, they were just watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think there is, I'm trying to think of where that's a... what state it is, where that's at, where it's a bystander law, like where you can get in trouble if you don't help out. Like if you see someone, mm-hmm. like in need, whether it's an emergency, something like that, and like you're just sitting there recording or something like that.
I like that.
Well, let me see if I can find that.
Anybody who pulls out their camera in a situation like that to get views instead of actually helping, you're unbelievable. You're a real piece of trash. But, you know, that's kind of a weird law because there are spots where you shouldn't. Like, for instance, my dad was going to like a swap meet or something in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he got lost. And he was in some weird part of Chicago. Granted, he didn't hop out to help anybody.
Yeah.
But he hopped out and he went into like this gas station, I guess. And he walks in and the guy immediately looks at him like with this weird look, you know, like, what do you want? What do you need? The guy, and my dad's like, I'm just looking for so-and-so street. The guy looked at him and says, dude, you get in your fucking car and you go.
Yeah.
Get out of here. He's like, don't stop at any stop signs, stop lights. He's like, dude, I don't know where you think you're at right now.
Yeah.
He's like, get out.
Yeah.
And go. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop. My dad was like, damn, really?
Yeah.
Sure enough, man, he gets up and he blows through a couple stop signs. And he gets into a worse part of the town, dude. And you could see people coming out, like squatters just coming out of the side, like looking at his nice truck as he's driving by, like just waiting for him to stop.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, dude, that's some for real
yep.
shit.
Yep.
You know?
It's called, well, there's duty to rescue, and then there's good Samaritan laws and protections. So I remember in law school around the country, let's see. Bystanders and Good Samaritans. It can also be a crime to not. It can also be a crime to not to render assistance, even if there is no special relation between the person in danger and the bystander. These Good Samaritan laws impose a legal duty to act in some situations. For example, the state of Vermont has a law that says you must render assistance if you know that someone else is in grave danger or physical harm if no one else is doing so, and if doing so does not place you in peril. Failing to do so is a crime punishable by a fine of up to $100.
Wow. I mean, I kind of like that. I kind of like how it's worded, too.
So I do. So as long as it's not going to put you in danger. Yeah.
It's basically.
I get that.
It's kind of like putting a moral into a law, almost.
But I also do, like, I almost see as, like, okay, but you never know where danger could arise. Or you mm-hmm. could see, like, well, okay, there's not an immediate danger, but you never know.
For instance, and if by chance anybody hears this podcast that knows this person, you know, I hope this doesn't offend you. And it's no intention of offensiveness coming from this story. But my brother's friend and two of his friends were going to the tavern one night when I was DJing. And they stopped to the side of the road because there's this guy laying in the road and his bike was on the side of the road. So, of course, you know, they pull over to assist the guy. And this is kind of falling in parts with this law and dangers being around that you don't know are mm-hmm. around. So they're attending to this guy. Car's coming down. One of my brother's friends runs up the road to, you know, hands waving, you know, hey, stop. There's somebody in the road.
Yeah.
Somebody in the road. We're attending to him. My brother and his other friend are leaning down to assist the guy. The guy's like half in, half out, trying to get up. And they're like, don't move. You could have a broken neck, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
My brother gets up to call the cops, and his other friend is still leaning over the guy. The friend that's up ahead waving the car down, the car doesn't see him, passes my friend full speed, or yeah. his friend full speed. And as that happens, the one friend looks back and says, Sam, look out! And as soon as he looked up to see what was going on, he dove backwards, did one of those back rolls, and the car hit the guy. And dude, the most unbelievable situation mm-hmm. of instinct and getting out of the way of a speeding car that just hit a guy. And I guess it was pretty gruesome, but it's just, I wanted to tell that story saying, you know what? They stopped to yep. do a good deed, but had no idea the danger coming ahead.
Yeah.
You know, so it's weird, man. It's like, you got to pick and choose your situations. You gotta, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's because that's tough. You know, it's you want to help out and you don't want to be that person that's, oh, it's fine. But the same thing like on a highway. You see a car broken down on the highway. Okay, do you stop mm-hmm. on I-94 and you know, either mm-hmm. cause more issues? Do you stop for that mm-hmm. person that's got a flat tire on the side of the road? I mean,
I think that kind of situation is. It can go either way, I think.
I guess it's tough. It all depends. And that's what the law says, is that, you know, it's okay as long as you're not in immediate danger. But I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird how...
How about our story? a few years ago. We were coming back from my parents' house one night, and we go over a bridge, and there's a lady leaning over the bridge. And not to look over, she was going to jump. We both pulled over and assisted the lady for a good, what, 20 minutes?
Or something like that.
We were talking to her for 20 minutes, and then the cops eventually showed up.
Well, because people called. There's people that drove past and called, which also it's like, okay, what if we pull over and us pulling over doesn't help and she jumps?
Right.
You know, then are we to blame that she jumped because even though we were helping and we didn't do enough? Like, where's that line?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a weird line there. Yeah. You don't know what's going on in her head. I mean, you did that. You did it well. You were, you know, calmly talking to her, trying to evaluate the situation, see why she's leaning over the bridge like that. Anyway, cops show up, and she sees the cops and decides to do it. And we both kind of just reacted out of instinct and pulled the lady over the bridge.
Well, no, I didn't. I was too far back. You came around on the backside from what, honestly, what was that, 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
3 years ago? Yeah, and it was a good thing. I'm glad someone called. Well, who else called the cops? We called the cops, didn't we?
I think we did, but there were a few cars that drove by. I think we just kind of assumed that those cars were going to call too.
But I'll be honest, like, too, I didn't even see the lady. I saw you guys stopped, and to be honest, I thought that you and Amanda were having a fight.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, all right, what's going on? All right, whatever. So I thought you guys, because remember, I stopped. And I was like, oh, what are you doing, you moron? Mm-hmm. And then you said, oh, there's a lady over there. I don't know if I would have saw her.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was driving. I was looking down the road.
You know, come to think of it, I didn't either. My wife saw her.
Yeah.
She's like, did you see that lady back there?
Yeah.
And she, just the way she said it, I'm like, pull over.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell in tone of your voice that she was looking the way that wasn't good.
And so it's hard for me to say, like, would I have stopped if I would have seen her? I don't know. I don't know if it would have registered or me getting home if I would have stopped. Like I said, if I saw her, was that lady walking on the bridge? And that's, you know, the other part of, you look at is like, you know, there's been times where you see an accident on the side of the road. Outside of, you know, do you stop each time? Do you just call and say, eh? But usually they're getting inundated with calls, so it's like, okay, am I going to do... If I see an immediate accident, I'll call. But I don't know, man. It's kind of weird because, unfortunately, in this day and age, though, people have taken advantage of people's generosity.
Situations.
We've come a little jaded. That's another big problem with social media is you see all these horrible stories of people, you know, like, oh, yeah, the hitchhiker said he needed help, and then he murdered everybody. It's like, Jesus, I'm not picking up any hitchhikers,
right. You
know?
You know, I think for me, it's... If I saw her and didn't, and then found out later something happened, like I would literally I'd blame myself.
Yeah, but I don't
know. I know it's not my fault, but at the same time, I'm because just like, dude, I could have changed that situation.
You possibly could have changed it because you could have stopped and you could have said something wrong, or maybe she was just like, if someone stops, I'm doing it. I want someone to see me do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who knows?
You know, and another thing, too, is when I did grab her to pull her over the bridge, I mean, she could have yanked me over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, I was like in full-blown like hyper mode because the adrenaline was like at a 2,000, and that wasn't going to happen because I probably could have flipped a car over at that time. You know, I was just feeling it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's tough, and I don't want to come off as like a jaded person, like, oh, don't help anybody, but it's unfortunate because, you know, I take my safety over anyone else's, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. My wife and my family's safety is more important than someone else's, and I don't think that's a wrong thing to say.
All right, you're at a club. Guy walks into the club, pulls a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You're to the side. He has no eye contact with you. He really has no idea that you're there. Do you react? Do you go for the gun?
No, I don't.
No,
I'm so. And maybe that's. I know these people. You know, you hear stories of people. Oh, they stop the gunman. I think in that reaction, if let's say Kristen was with Kiki was with me, I would grab her and get out of danger.
Mm-hmm.
I would, because here's the thing: is I could dive at this guy. He shoots me. I don't stop him.
And then he finishes the job.
And then he does what he wants. And you see that happen. And there are stories of, what is that one kid who stopped the gunman, or at least slowed him down. What was that young man's name? I can't think of it. But it was at a school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And he slowed down the gunman to a point where he kept from it escalating anymore. But in my mind, I just, it's same thing with any kind of, you know, like, I don't know, kind of, crazy attack on anything. It would be, is my wife safe? Am I safe? Am I by myself? Mm-hmm. Maybe if I'm by myself and I can help people on the way out, that would probably be what it was. But, I mean, I also got to look at my safety. And I don't know. I don't think that makes me a bad person for wanting to, to get out of harm's way. Yeah. Like, let's say I'm running out and I see someone, you know, stumbling in front of me. I may grab them. I don't know how I'd react. I guess I can't say because I've never been in a situation like that. Yeah. So.
You know, I could say, like, for me, I think I could say, like, right now, yes, I'd do this, or yes, I would do this, or no, I wouldn't do this. But I just know that in that situation, it's all instinct. It's all instinctive, you know.
But I don't, even instinctive, though, it's like, for me, when I do certain things that I know, it's instinct.
Right.
You have instinct, but I've never been put in a situation, nor have I trained my body for instinct. The human response is fight or flight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we have both of those.
I'm going to say I love from the times I've had to go through it, I love my instinct. And it's weird. It's like I think I make the right decisions at that, you know, snap of a finger kind of a thing. I don't know if it's because I like try to prep my brain for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, usually that was all instinctive, but that story we just told, you know, my intentions weren't to chase this lady down and you know, it just happened, boom, it happened. Like there's another time where, like I told you a story before, like I was driving through a storm one time and a tree branch fell and it was perfect timing. I could have slammed on the brakes and boom, hit that tree, or I could have hit the gas and possibly go underneath it. I hit the gas.
Yep.
And dude, I'm telling you, inches of just getting crushed.
And people, I think, in a reaction situation, and also, too, our overall survival instincts just get worse and worse with each passing generation because we don't have to. Our ancestors, when you had a saber-toothed tiger, attacking your cave, your instincts, and we just don't have that. Our fight or flight is not nearly as utilized as it was before. It just didn't have to be. Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be. You think about, ancestors pilgrimaging across America for you, it's different. Your skills are sharpened differently, but now we live in a much more padded world. So it is instinctively, and I think everyone's different. I think we're all programmed differently to act in certain ways.
Would you say athletes are more instinctive?
No.
No? No,
I wouldn't. I did, because you can still have big athletes that are scared. I mean, you put a gun to anybody's face, everyone's going to react differently.
Right.
And I don't think it matters if you're an athlete or a police officer or – well, again, actually, I shouldn't say that, because police officers are trained.
Right.
They put themselves in those situations. And but a guy like me
– the athlete thing I'm thinking as in, like, you know, like if you're running the ball, say you boot out to the right side and you juke somebody. Like, are you thinking about that juke, or is that just all instinct?
I think that's something. It's practice. It's practice. I mean, you that's why you do drills, you know. Right. So I think if you practice something, that's when your instincts kick in. Mm-hmm. It's not natural. I mean, because you could tell a toddler, you know, okay, this guy's going to run at you. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Toddler will probably just fall down. Right. I don't think the toddler's going to know I'm going to do a spin move, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you practice, or it's the same thing with firefighters going into buildings, knowing what to do. Police officers going into situations, they've practiced, whether it's, you know, and granted, it's just practice. That's why they have buildings that they do drills in. It's so you can practice. And that's when the instincts kick in that you've learned. But our natural instincts, I don't think any of us really know how we're going to react with certain things.
At that moment.
Survival instincts. I like to think that I'd be pretty good at surviving, but I don't know. You know, I break my leg on a nature hike. I don't know how I'm going to do.
Right.
You know? We were in Montana. Watch out for bears. I don't know how I'm going to react. I think I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know. I've watched up on what to do if a bear comes by, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to see a bear and go, and freeze and then get my face ripped off.
Yeah.
You know? I think instincts are, it's hard for us to say because of where we're at in society and how our lives are so much different.
It's wild how you react to certain situations. That house fire at my parents, instinctively just started sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
Just started sprinting around trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Hopeless feeling. And there's nothing worse than when that adrenaline is at 2000 and you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was literally taking coolers full of water from the hot tub and just throwing me into a billow of smoke coming out the window. Like, I don't know what do I do? What do I do?
A terrible firefighter.
I ended up just running to the end of the driveway barefoot waiting for the fire department to come. And when they came, just like, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know, dude, the hopeless feeling of having that adrenaline rush sucks, dude.
And as they said, is that you don't, it's weird. Whether it comes from helping someone or in a situation that you can't control or something out of your hands or something that isn't your control. I don't know if any of us ever truly know, because it's, I think it's different each time. I
couldn't imagine having to fight for your life.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Oh, and I don't want to think about it because it's like, fuck, man, that sounds awful. And you like to think that you react a certain way, but you never know.
It's crazy what your body can do in those situations, man.
It is, yeah.
You know, what was that movie? There's a guy who went hiking, got caught, and then he had to like cut his arm off or something.
Yeah, like there. Yeah, the 127 hours.
Hours, yep.
You know, exactly. There's a good example. A guy got stuck. He was a avid outdoor hiker.
Right.
Gets stuck, gets his arm stuck, cuts his arm off, breaks the bone off, still survives, all that.
Gets out.
Then goes.
Oh, did you imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine there's a lot of sitting there thinking about knowing that's what's going to happen.
When it comes down to that, you sit there and yell and yell and yell, and there's maybe a lot of people that would have just waited until they, you know, passed out from the pain and died or, you know, starved to death or dehydrated.
Yeah, you could have been found there as a skeleton.
Yep.
Just stuck. Dude, that's just crazy.
Yep. So, and I see it like, I think, God, what would I be able to cut my arm off? I honestly don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know.
You know?
It's crazy. Crazy
survival instincts, man.
Let's go out in the woods today and see what we can.
Should we just try to find trouble? Oh boy, no. I'm
Hunter, I'm gonna pin you under this log and I'm gonna leave you.
See if you can get out.
Let's see if you can get out. Let's figure it out.
But you know, I'm gonna light the log on fire too, just to speed up.
Come on now, because I don't have like a week to wait.
Right.
Let's go. We need answers fast. Anyway, well, that was random. Perfect. Good. Good to know. Let's wrap it up. Sound good? All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to this completely random podcast. That's what we like to do here.
My instincts tell me this is the end.
Podcast. That's right. I got to go bury you in the woods now. So. All right. Don't forget to listen to Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Also, check out more on our website, WIRX.com. More podcasts and all that good stuff. We'll see you next time.